I dream of you more often than not nowadays. It always irks me when I wake before it gets to the good part. And last night was no different. I remember standing in front of your desk, in your small office. We were making small talk about the day. I was watching the way your mouth moves as you spoke to me, wondering what your lips would feel like pressed to mine. You stood up and walked around to perch on the edge of your desk, closer to me. We were talking about class when you looked right at me and said one simple word. Strip. I remember thinking to myself, thank goodness I had started to fill out this year. My breasts had grown. My hips had a soft curve to them. And that's when I woke up. But if I had have kept on dreaming, I believe it would have gone something like this. I was wearing my school dress that zipped up the front. I slowly pulled the zip down to just below my navel. You could see the black lace of my bra and the silver of the jewelry that adorned my belly button. I shrugged my shoulders out and let the dress fall to the floor. Standing before you in my panty set, Mary Janes and white knee-high socks, I bite my lip in anticipation. Turn around, you tell me, and I comply. I hear your sharp intake of breath as I slowly turn around and reveal my tight, hurt ass to you. With only a thin strip of black lace between my cheeks, you walk up close behind me and run your index finger down my spine, stopping at my bra, hooking your finger in it and pulling it back before letting it snap back against my skin. Undo this, you say. I reach around to the clasp and quickly release it, slipping the straps down my arms and letting it join my dress on the floor. You walk to the door and lock it. Turning to face me, your eyes travel up and down my form, taking in my breasts, my flat stomach, my smooth thighs, slim and pale. You step towards me and my stomach flips with the thought that your hands will be on me any second. Again, with only one finger, you gently trace my collarbones. Coming to rest on the hollow at the base of my throat, then continuing down between my breasts, making me shudder. Grabbing my hips with both hands, you pull me to you. My hands hold your arms tightly and my breasts push up against your chest. I can feel your heart racing as you bend your head to my ear and whisper, "You can keep the shoes and socks on, but I want your panties now." I stay silent and take a step back to follow the orders. Your hands slide up to my breasts and give my nipples a playful squeeze, pushing the thin fabric down my thighs and carefully stepping out of them. I pass my panties to you and watch you pocket them. "Now bend over and grasp your ankles," you tell me. I slowly bend at the hips and place my hands just above my black Mary Janes. "Good girl," you praise. I'm curious as to what you will do next. My hair hangs down around my face and I cannot see where you are. I jump slightly when I feel that one finger tracing up my spine towards my ass, moaning as you continue touching me only with that one damn finger. I'm going crazy with want. Your lone digit moves between the firm cheeks of my ass and soon finds my warm wetness. Oh my, what do we have here, you say? A wet little slut, I gasp as you lightly touch my clit for the first time, and then groan in disappointment as you step away from me. I hear you walk over to your desk, and you tell me to stand up. I slowly straighten myself and turn to see what you are doing. I watch as you move a stack of books off a large, old wooden chair with padded armrests. You pick it up and carry it to where I am standing. Come over to the chair. Now hold on to the armrests, you instruct me. I obey. Spread your legs a little more. I hear you unbuckling your belt, and my stomach does a little flip of excitement. I can't wait to feel you inside me. Do you know what I do to little sluts? You ask me, walking around to stand behind me. I feel your belt trailing up my legs. Answer me. No, sir, I whisper. I punish them. And with that, I feel and hear the sharp slap of your leather belt across my ass. I cry out and go down on one knee on the chair. Straighten back up, you order. I do, and another slap jolts through my body. I was ready for this one, and it didn't hurt as much. In fact, it felt good. I was surprised at myself. Your hands are on me then, soothing the red flesh of my ass. Your fingers sliding lower, finding my wetness once again. Oh, baby girl, you are so wet. I hear you sucking on the fingers that were just inside of me. They are soon back there again, slowly sliding in and out. You reach up to my face. Taste yourself, you fucking whore. I open my mouth as your fingers roughly push in. I taste the sweet and salty flavor of my arousal. Your free hand slides around my hip and rubs my clit, making me moan. Sucking on your fingers and bucking my hips against your hand has me on the very edge. You stop abruptly, leaving me teetering on the border of my orgasm. I hear you chuckle and tell me to stand up straight once more. My legs are shaking a little and I take a clumsy step back from the chair. On your knees, you say. Those three words have me panting in excitement and lust. I've fantasized about your cock for months. What it looks like, how big it is, what it would feel like in my mouth. And here I am, on my knees, wearing nothing more than shoes and socks, in your office, about to find out.